So it would be a good idea to change that. It's what I think you should do. I think we're done with did you have a nice journey, and no you didn't, it was horrible, but you, and all that sort of thing. Can we just push that to one side? Go to somebody, not the person sitting next to you. Just wait with them. See if God gives you something to pray over them or bring to them, and listen in case you're the one that's to be hearing. Yeah? Do you want me to say that again? Yeah? Anybody? If you've got nothing, that's okay. Bless God. But I think you find that either they'll have something for you, or you'll have something for them if you just give it a chance. Yeah? When I say give it a chance, that's just a... I'm not really talking about chance, you know what I mean? You might get lucky, yeah. All right, but hear what I'm saying. Let's lay aside the kind of cultural, you know, how are you and what a nice day and so on. So we're done with that now. Let's just see what God would do, right? So you get up, move around, probably pick on somebody the other side of the room, if you wish. It helps if we all stand up and begin to move. By the way, I'm talking about two sentences.
Two sentences.
Okay, that should do it for two sentences. If you'd like to take your seats again. I remember a few weeks ago now, I felt God speaking a word. Said, for I'm raising the temperature, increasing the pace, opening doors, and making a way. It's not much longer than that, simply that. It's the Lord speaking, for I'm raising the temperature, increasing the pace. Opening doors making a way. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Did you receive that?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I did. It's interesting. I think I'm more sure about it now because I see the way it's contested. And I also see what God's doing. We'll talk more about that later. Now, we normally start off in these times, those of you who've been before will remember, we normally start off with some time of worship. But tonight, we felt we should do something different. We should just start off with the time of waiting on God. Yeah? Maybe quietly, waiting on Him. Waiting on Him is expressing our heart to Him and listening to what He's got to say. Maybe after that God may lead somebody to pray or whatever, but let's just do that. It's really great to have Hugh with us. I just want to say something about that because I don't want to kind of break into things later on. I've lost count of how long I've known Hugh. Way over 20 years. It's amazing because God has consistently used him as a significant source of bringing his word and his wisdom to us. And so we appreciate that. But I didn't really realise, because you wouldn't realise it from talking to him, that God has, in this time, and it's the same Hugh that I knew those years ago, just no different. But he's now been raised up by God to represent a huge proportion of the churches in this country. I mean, in his different roles, moderator of Free Churches Group. Well, it covers a heck of a lot of churches. President of Churches Together. That's an amazing thing. President of Churches in Communities. I mean, it's just goes on. And the interesting thing is, God's doing that. And God's using him in that. And it doesn't affect Hugh. Hugh is still Hugh in an humble way, and God's still using him in the same way he always has. So we really appreciate that. And I'm sure I have some things to say to us over this time together, and that God will use him in that way. But I really just wanted to appreciate what a privilege it is that God gives us. And see, when I come back to that word, opening doors, making a way, often that's a person or that's people. And we got to make sure that we pick up what God is saying and doing in front of our very eyes. Yeah? So let's take a little time to wait on God. Let's inquire of him. So inquire, Lord, what's on your agenda? What's on your mind? If there's something that's strong with you, just take a little time to lay it before God. And let's just wait on him. And you may feel God quickens something to you to pray, or I may feel that there's something I want you to do, but can we just do that? You can sit, you can stand, you can move around, you can kneel, whatever you want to do, but let's just take that time, yeah? Lord, just help us, please, as we seek to focus on you. Thank you for the privilege of coming aside for such a time as this, that we can actually seek your face and hear your voice. Lord, we just remember the tail end of that word. who will walk in it. Just as we bow before you, Lord, we just want to say again, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way.
I felt God saying to Ross this evening, I am God. I am with you. I am God. I am with you. Just continue to believe in me. I am the one who parted the sea for my children to have their way through. I am the one who actually drive the enemies ahead of my children for them to have a free access. I am with you. Stop doubting. Stop doubting. The God we are serving is all powerful. It's all powerful. Makasako taya sidebo ku sakatayabo sidadaba kulabo sidadaba. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for bringing us together. We are in great expectation, Father. We are expecting. Father, you know already our heart positioning. Father, you know our position. You know our position. Father, you can do it. We believe that. That's why we are here tonight. You can do it. We believe that. We have no doubt. That's why we are here tonight. In obedience to your word, Father, we are here tonight, expecting, Father, your touch. Expecting, oh God, Father, your divine healing. Expecting, oh God, your direction. Father, expecting, oh God, what you can do, Father, beyond our imagination. We are here tonight. We are here tonight. Yes. We are here, Lord. Yes. We surrender. Because you are in us, that which has been threatening our lives has no hold over us. Stop doubting. Stop doubting me. God is saying, let us stop doubting him. Just continue to believe. Let's continue to believe. I just want us to declare that, God, we trust and believe in you. God, we trust. Let's declare that. Father, we trust and believe in you. We trust and believe in you. You are the God who will say things and that thing will come to pass. We trust and believe in you. God, we trust and believe in you. You can declare and that will come to pass. Nothing will limit it. Father, beyond our imagination, you do things, oh God. We are here. We are here, God. We believe you. We believe you. We believe that, yes, you are able. You are able. You can do it. You can do it. Makahes kataproko shirabaya si kataproko shirerebo reba baba kasi kataproko shiradadaba reba baba si kete proko shiradadada redadada puko shikete. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for who you are. We thank you tonight for what you are capable of doing. We thank you tonight because you are our refuge. You are our God. Mighty King of Kings. The I am that I am. The mighty King of Kings. The I am that I am. Kushakata prokoshida da da da.
I'm feeling that there's a stirring. Others would want to come and maybe just lead us in prayer. I think amongst it, there's someone or some people who need to be leading us in warfare prayers, a prayer of warfare. But I'm not restricting it to that. I'm just saying that that's a particular thing. But as you feel prompting, you don't have to come here. You can raise your voice from where you are. Yeah. But you're leading us as we're waiting on God. You're leading us in prayer. See, let me explain a picture I got when I was just waiting on God. I felt the Lord brought to my mind is a toy that the kids have got, and it's like a racing track, and it's got these cars. It didn't happen when I was a kid. I was very didn't have anything like that. But these cars will go across the carpet. They'll go anywhere. They'll go at random. They're amazing little motors in them. But the place they belong is on the track. Now, on the track, they can do all the things that they were designed for. And I felt God saying, this is not about energy. It's not even about activity. It's about being on the track, being in that positioning, in that placing God's got for us. And let's pray into that. So I suspect there's some, who feels when I said about someone leading us in prayer, who felt, that's me? Right, come on then. Only that side of the room. All right. Prayer? Okay. Brief prayers.
Come on, they're leading this. Oh, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you've brought us to this time, a time as you turned up the temperature. This is a time of tremendous blessing, and it's a time of battle. Lord, I want to reaffirm that the weapons that we fight with, we don't fight as the world does, but the weapons we fight with have divine power to demolish strongholds. Lord, let there be no strongholds left amongst us. Lord, let the enemy be pushed back. As we come together tonight, as we pray, Lord, for those strongholds that hold people back, that hold us back, the stronghold of fear, the stronghold of rejection, the stronghold of disappointment. Lord, we want to see each one of those dealt with in the name of Jesus. We declare that you are the mighty one, but you have put into our hands weapons, not as the world gives, but weapons that have divine power to demolish strongholds, because we recognize that our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against flesh and blood. Whatever we fight with, Lord, we don't fight with flesh and blood, Lord. We fight with the Spirit. We fight, we contend for that which you have said to be true. In the midst of battle, we look for blessing. Yes. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Following on from that, I just had that picture of the fact that we have that armor. We have that armor that we lose sight of the fact that we should be holding on to the sword and we should be holding on to the shield. There are things that we have to hold on to in order to be in this battle. If we put them down, we can't be in a battle. And that's what we want to do. So thank you, Father, Lord, that we hold on to those weapons, Father God. We pick them up. We stand before you and we do battle. We do battle. We do not become complacent. We just do battle for you, Father God. And we stand forward. We stand forward without this complacency, Father God. Ready and armed. Thank you, Lord.
Let God arise. Let God arise. And all his enemies be scattered. Come on, let's declare that. Let God arise. All his enemies be scattered.
Thinking of great big waves, thinking of all those tsunamis and all the rest of it. But in the world, those are caused by a cataclysmic event. In the spiritual world, what happens is my little wave is added to your little wave. Is added. So, Lord, the waves that we make, because we are in a bond of unity, they build and they build. Lord, part of your kingdom advance is through the power of us and the waves that we generate together in love, in community, and Lord, following your purposes in submission to you, because you, Lord, are our God.
Yes, yes.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Let's just declare that. The battle belongs to the Lord. Let's say it together. The battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. If God be for us,
who should be against us?
If God be for us,
who should be against us? Lift up you heads, O ye gates, and lifted up you ancient doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, ye gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. God saying, I'm calling you into an alignment with my battle plan, with my victory, and with my purpose, that as you might straighten your spine and stretch your neck and let your spine become aligned, that there'll be a release of pressure and that you'll be able to carry the weight of the head without damaging the body.
Okay.
Do you want to pray?
Oh, hang on a minute. I just want us to pray this, and then, because at this time we receive these words, but we have got to learn when we're here speaking to God, right? So we receive that, but we want to speak it to God. We want to receive it to the point that we are saying yes. So let's just translate this, if I can read your writing. Lord, bring us into alignment.
Amen.
Lord, this release of pressure.
Yes.
Hmm. We're the head and not the tail.
Yes.
Lord, grant that we're able to carry the weight of your purpose and what you're calling us into in these days. Lord, carrying what you give us to carry, nothing else. Lord, that brings alignment with you. Oh, hallelujah. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Let's say it together. The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Yes, thank you. Somebody was praying something. You're going to pray something?
Yes.
Pray it now then.
Father, we thank you that you declare yourself a captain on this battlefield.
Amen.
And you are clearly saying to us, focus on me.
Yes.
And I will take you from victory to victory.
Yes.
From glory to glory. For I am your Lord. Father, we receive this as what you are saying to us. We will focus on you. We will look up to you. Because you are our captain. Not just the creator, but you are our captain on this battlefield. Let our enemy be defeated. Let fear be defeated. Father, we agree you are going to take us from glory to glory, victory to victory. We thank you. We thank you, our Father.
Lord, by your grace then, by your grace, help us to focus on you. Set us on your track. Cause our horizons to be filled with the captain of the Lord of hosts. Cause us to see a big God, not a big problem. Lord, this is a time of alignment. You're speaking to us about alignment. Lord, our response to you is yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We need to say it, guys.
Yes, Lord.
Let's have your realignment. Let's have your realignment, Lord. Let's have your way. Lord, put us on your track. Lord, we don't want to be buzzing around. We want to be on your track more than ever before. Lord, we receive where you're taking us. We receive your word, Lord. We receive this direction.
My prayer is at this moment, God is placing us at a place of rest, at a place where he's re-energizing us, giving us more of his heart, giving us more of his spirit.
Pray that then. Don't tell us about it, pray.
Father God, I pray for more of your heart, O God, Father, more of your spirit, O God, Father. Re-energize us, re-strengthen us, O God, Father, as we go to battle, O God, Father. Give us the strength, give us the power, give us of your will, of your love, O God, Father, that we may be a conquering force, not, Father, not stammering, not being stopped, O God, Father, but an overwhelming wave, O God, Father, that will just mother of your enemies, O God, Father, that will not be stopped, O God, Father, in any and in the doing of your will. For you are mighty and you are great.
Are you saying amen to that?
Amen and amen.
You want to pray something?
So,
just before Andrew speaks, let me remind us again. We're looking to one another to lead us. The point of leading is we're following. We're engaging in this. It's not a false thing. It has to be something that we take in, and then something in our spirit responds. We're saying the amen.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but talk about facing this sort of thing and being, having the heat turned up and being aligned scares the living daylights out of me.
Pray it, man.
I was talking to God about this, and he kind of encouraged me to pray this, that Father God, I just ask that as we face this serious stuff, this is serious stuff, Lord, that as we face this, that we would not be looking to our own selves for the courage we need to face it. That if we want to be a little bit braver, we know where to go to be a little bit braver, and that is straight to you. And so we ask, Lord, that you, by your power of your Spirit, will put courage into us to face the things that you have before us, that we will not falter. And when we don't falter, we can't put credit on ourselves for not faltering, but credit on the things that you put within us by the power of your Spirit. Would you do that for us, Lord, in Jesus' name?
Amen. Father, I pray that you would open our eyes as you opened the servant of Elisha, that we may see the armies that you have placed around us, and we will not fear, but we will look to your glory. Yes. Amen.
God has raised up a standard amongst us, and it's a standard which bears the name of Jesus. It's not a standard that needs to be defended. Even when we feel it's attacked, we don't need to defend it, because the enemy has nothing in his hands which is strong enough to defeat it. Futile attempts. Lord, we declare, Jesus, that you have raised up a standard amongst us. Lord, we declare that all the enemy would seek to do amongst us is futile. We declare it that it's futile because Jesus has established. We do not need to defend your name. Lord, we recognize that you are Lord of all, that you are King of all the earth, that you have established your throne above the nations. Yes. Lord, there is none like you. Every knee shall bow at your name. Lord, you have put far above all powers and principalities and all authorities have to submit to you. And Lord, your standard is amongst us. Your name is amongst us. Lord, we declare that you are King, and we align ourselves with your Lordship, and we step out in your name. We will continue to advance. We continue to advance and crush all the enemy would seek to do. Lord, we take your kingdom to see your kingdom established here on earth. Thank you, Father.
Come on, let's use what God's given us. Let's use that gift of tongues. Come on, let's join together and declare that he is the King. He is the Lord. He's captain of the host. We are not the head. He is the head. But we're not the tail. Hallelujah. Kira baba shama mobo si prava bodo. Ve prava bo shama manda dai. Si karaboro ba shama manda de de de. Yesu lo prava baba baba mnyanda de de. Yesu prava bobo mania. Ki karaboro bo shama nyanda de de. Ye karaboro bo si prava mane. Ye karaboro mane de de. Situ brava va shavara mani rede, subra mama rede. Just focus on a particular area of battle. We're going to stick with this at the moment. Warfare prayer in the Holy Spirit. An area, maybe it's a particular situation, a particular person, a particular problem, a particular hold-up, a particular obstacle, just take a moment, ask the Lord where you can be particularly exercising, standing on the word, receiving what God said, believing what we prayed, and using this gift as we come into warfare. Now make that decision, and let's come into that right now, in using this gift of tongues to a very specific warfare prayer, to see something broken, a particular situation, a particular need, a particular person that you're desperate for. Right, let's speak now. Kita prababo shabaramanda de, sikurabobo shabaramanda de. Let God stir us with a Holy Ghost indignation. Let's come into that breakthrough position. We're crying out to Him with that position of believing. Saboro shi para babo tuola mami nene ki tuola para babo shodan dai. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Pour out your spirit, we pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Privilege, Lord, to stand in that place of agreement with you, of declaring truth. King Jesus, Lord Jesus, Sovereign Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Come on, let's just tell him. Lord, we love you. We love you, Lord. Because you first loved us. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
See, let's be a people that have insight and understanding. God wants us to be those that engage with him, and he's prepared to reveal to us so that we can be part with him in the extending of his kingdom. You see, if the enemy can, in some form or another, intimidate us, God has made clear some of the things and doorways he's opening, and it's an amazing thing he gives to us the privilege of sharing in even the battle, even though it belongs to him. He gives us a part in it. Even the very things that we're engaged in and looking for and breakthrough, he gives us a part. But of course, the enemy also tries to... See, what we're doing here, we're actually engaging in coming against any intimidation of the enemy. And we're tuning in, seeking to catch the mind of God. Yeah? That's why we're waiting on him. We're waiting to see what he's saying, what he's doing. Yeah? We're intrigued to know what God is saying to you. Yeah, we could take all night. But you see, it's not just when God speaks to us. It's something that, you know, as Mary of old took these things and cherished them in her heart and did something. It became life and truth. Did you want to say anything? Hugh, okay, all right. That's the way we do it.